God is good
all the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Almost after 1 week, so today also my first mass after 1 week. Remember that since this Monday, we were in the Wisconsin, in Grand Geneva Resort, all the priests over there, having what we call our convocation. It was a great time to see all the priests gathered together after 3 years and also surrendered with our father's bishops and the cardinal to share, to laugh, to cry, to strengthen our bond, to comfort one another. We got a great time. And also I know that everything will run very well because you remain in prayer, praying for all the priests and praying also for our bishops and also the cardinal. Thanks for your spiritual support. Amen?
Amen.
The biblical readings of this Sunday, my dear friends, announces a piece of good news. In today's first reading, the prophet Isaiah invites us to joy, a joy that is given by God himself. And here, the prophet Isaiah speak to us of, I quote, new events, new heft, new Jerusalem. He also proclaims a peace, I quote, a peace overflowing like a torrent. I'm so strong today, I don't know why. This peace, my dear friends, is not only an absence of war, but also first the fullness of God's presence, the glory of nation converted to the Lord. This is the message of hope that the prophet addresses in Jerusalem. In his day, at that time, the prophet thought of the city that had been destroyed by foreign occupation. We Christians today understand that this message is also for the church of today. We see the Catholic Church of this day destroyed, devastated by the persecution, but also by the scandals of which we see the church as a victim. But we must listen again to this call to joy and hope that the prophet addresses to us. Evil will not have the last word. The Lord is there to fill us with his peace and love. And finally, our heart will rejoice. This joy of the gospel must be proclaimed to all. This is what the gospel of St. Luke tells us today. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples and sent them two by two. I quote, ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. The number 72 symbolizes all the nations known in the time of Jesus. It is a way of reminding us that the good news of the gospel must be proclaimed throughout the world. It is not only for those who go to church. It is also for those who no longer go there, for young people in the middle of a crisis, and for all those who laughed and mocked the faith of Christians. All must be able to hear and welcome this good news. We understand that this vast mission exceeds all our human possibilities, but St. Luke specifies that Jesus sent the 72 ahead of him to all the cities and towns where he was to go. We are sent to proclaim, I quote, the joy of the gospel. Christ is counting on us to be his messengers to those who are on our way. And Saint Bernadette of Lourdes says so well, we are not in charge of making believe, but of saying. After this Mass, When you step out in your neighborhood, in the store, in the parking lot, everywhere, remind this phrase of St. Bernadette of Lourdes. We are not in charge of making people believe, but of saying, just spreading the good words around. The Lord is there to act in the hearts of those who hear his word, because apart from him, nothing is possible. In sending him on a mission, Jesus gives very precise instructions. He said to his disciples, in every house you enter, say first, peace in this house. That means the envoys of Jesus are not conquerors. The envoys of God are not conquerors. Let me clarify this. They must not use violence as those who claim to conquer the world. Jesus speaks to men, and when he speaks to them, he appeals something very important. He appeals to their freedom. He talks to them about his passionate love, a love that everyone is free to accept or to refuse. His priority is for the greatest sinners he wants at all costs to save, and I am the first one of them, one living here in Elgro Village, but deeply loved by God. That's why, my dear friends, we must learn to look at all people with the very eyes of God. This peace that the Lord wants to give us is not only the absence of conflict. Let me tell you, this peace means forgiveness and mercy for all. It is here the opportunity offered to all to rise again, to born again, to rediscover a new life filled with the presence of God's love. This proclamation of the gospel is currently an extraordinary challenge. Every year, Christians are murdered, killed, massacred in the world simply because they proclaim the gospel to men and women. But let me tell you, nothing can stop the words of God who prevent it from producing fruit. It is exactly by seeing this extraordinary courage of persecuted Christians that many men and women and young people are converted to Jesus Christ. The blood of the martyr is a harvest for the church. The Apostle Paul also, let me tell you, encounters difficulties and opposition. But he dared to go against the cultural mindset of that time. He turned to the pagans, not to convert them to the law of Moses, but only to proclaim Jesus to them. Simply proclaim the gospel. He never ceases to say that the cross of Christ remains his only pride. He has opened to men the new world of God, the new creation. And today, second readings, St. Paul speaks to us of the grace and peace that are offered to all. That means grace is the love of God that is given to us by Jesus. I say again, grace, the holy grace, it is what? It is the love of God offered, given to all of us through Jesus Christ. He also communicates peace to us with God, but also in us and with all people. Finally, let me summarize what we're supposed to keep from today's readings. The mission of the church, the mission of the Catholic Church is a mission of peace. It is the fruit of the redemption that Christ has obtained for us as a greater cost. We have been chosen, I quote, to serve in his presence. If we walk with Christ, nothing can break our momentum, our dynamism. If we encounter evil, let me tell you, we will overcome evil with good. I repeat myself. When we are sent in mission, we will find persecutions and oppositions. This is part of our daily bread as a missionary. And then, if we encounter evil, we will overcome evil with good. Only with good. Only with good. Let us pray. We count on you, Lord. You will send us like lambs among wolves. Make us strong in trials and keep us always faithful to the mission you entrust to us. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and the hour of our death. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. God is good
all the time.
All the time.
God is good.
We overcome evil with what? We overcome evil with what? That's it. If you keep it today in your mind, spread it also outside to other people who think that violence is a key to solve issues. Only with good. Amen?